This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
It's day 23 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. No, that's wrong. It's day 24 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, and this is actually the flip side of the story you heard Kim read a couple of days ago. That story was called Carob Drops. This story is called Carob and Peppermint. And it is read by my really good friend, Clay Robeson.
I will check on her, I say. Stay by the fire. Enjoy your wine. I leave my wife on the couch and move into the kitchen. Calling up the stairs, I assure our young house guest. Sophie, it is just a power outage from the storm. You are safe. A tremulous voice responds. Okay. I've already got the kettle on. Fortunately, our stove is a gas one, and a mug ready with a bag of fragrant peppermint tea. Peppermint was my favorite as a boy, and I suspect the child in our loft will appreciate it also. If you stir in just the right amount of turbinado sugar or organic honey, it is as if you are drinking a candy cane. The kettle whistles. I pour the water over the bag, agitate it with a spoon, and gather the rest of my supplies. A storm lantern, a battered paperback novel, a Ziploc bag of tiny brown candies. Separately, these things seem ordinary. Together, they are an arsenal meant to battle a small girl's fear of, I chuckle to myself as the cliched phrase comes to mind unbidden, a dark and stormy night. The tea is ready. I remove the bag after pressing out the water and decide honey is better than sugar on this night, though I'm generous with the sticky sweetener. In doing so, I become the little girl's co-conspirator, and perhaps, one day, a friend, rather than the strange brown man who married her mother's college roommate. I light the lantern and place it and everything else on the bed tray, the kind with the fold-down legs. So armed, I leave the candlelit glow of the kitchen and climb the stairs to the loft where our bedrooms are. Sophie is in the smallest one. It's not more than a nook, really. A small space for a small child. Perhaps, one day, the child will be my child. I spend a moment imagining a daughter with Emily's bright blue eyes, set into tawny skin, slightly lighter than my own, but with my jet-black hair. Or a son, with my dark eyes, but his mother's soft features. It doesn't matter. But I hope. Oh, I hope. Sophie, I balance the tray on one arm and knock on the open door. May I enter? Hi, Rajesh. Her dark eyes seem huge in the flickering lantern light. They're not as dark as mine, and yet I feel a kinship with the child. Is Mom okay? She is fine. She called earlier. Her conference is going well. And she said to tell you she loves you and to be good. Your Aunt Emily is so cozy on the couch that when you called out, I asked her if she would let me come up and keep you company for a few moments. Do you mind? She shakes her head, and I see her golden braids bob back and forth. No, I don't mind. What's on the tray? Supplies, I say, making my voice mysterious. The storm is loud, but you know it cannot get you in here, yes?
Yes, she agrees. I know.
Still, it makes it difficult to sleep. When I cannot sleep, I like to read, and your mother has mentioned that you too like stories, so I have brought you one of my favorites. I place the lantern on the desk near the bed while I talk to her, just far enough away so that an errant hand cannot knock it over, and then I show her the cover of the book. A Wrinkle in Time, I intone. Have you read it? It's about a very brave girl, a little older than you are.
Is there magic in it?
Not precisely. There's science in it. And sometimes science can seem like magic. Would you like to try it? But she's already taken it from me and is reading the blurb on the back.
I think I'll like it.
I think so, too. I first read it when I was 9.
I'm only 8.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
She sniffs the air.
I smell peppermint.
Ah, yes. More supplies. I take the mug of tea from the tray. Peppermint tea with honey in it. It's still quite hot, so sip it carefully.
I will.
And one more thing. I dangle the bag of candies in front of her.
Chocolate?
Not quite.
Then what?
Carob drops.
What's carob?
I smile at her. It's a sort of bean from my country. It comes from a kind of evergreen tree, but not the kind we have here. It tastes a lot like chocolate, but it has its own flavor too. Try one. Her small hand reaches into the bag and pulls out a carob drop. She pops it into her mouth, and I watch as her face grows first serious, she's analyzing the flavor, and then lights up. She approves. It's a little earthier,
Is that the word? I nod and she continues. It's a little earthier than chocolate. And there's something else in the flavor. But I like it. Thank you, Rajesh. You are welcome, Sophie. Now, cuddle up with your book and your tea, and let the storm become a friend instead of a foe. When you're ready to sleep again, the carob drops will bring sweet dreams, and in the morning your mother will be back. She nods at all of that, her eyes wide like saucers and her face so serious. But before I can leave, she puts her hand on my arm. Rajesh, wait. Is something wrong, Sophie? No, only... Emily is Aunt Emily. Yes. So, aren't you Uncle Rajesh? If you wish it, Sophie. I do, please. And she stretches up and presses her little girl lips to my cheek. One day, I think, my own child will give me goodnight kisses like this, sticky with honey or carob, and I will do to my child what I do with Sophie. I reach out and tug gently on her nearest braid. You are very welcome, Sophie. And I leave her there, wrapped in quilts, in the tiny loft bedroom that is her nest for the night, the little girl with the book and peppermint tea and carob drops. Dark-eyed little girl, golden braids, serious face. May I be your friend?
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 International license. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.